I had just told Chris a couple weeks ago, you watch and see what God's going to do to Andrew. And God did it last night. I think it's exciting. God wants to do that to every one of us. Amen. As we lay out here in the floor. Ethan, did something happen to that young man you brought? He didn't say? But did he say anything about what happened to him when he's laying on the floor? Oh, it's healed?
I didn't even know until I was in the vehicle with him that somebody laid hands on him and God came to us.
See, the reason why I asked is because he was right there where my feet were and I was watching him. And he was laying there, and all of a sudden, as you could tell his eyes, under his eyes were closed, but you could tell they were moving around. And then all of a sudden, he just started grinning. And then he started talking, and then he laughed. He laughed out loud. I said to Chris, come watch him laugh. He was having a visitation of some sort. I thought he might have shared that with you. Or maybe he doesn't realize he had it, but he really did have a visitation. And then he got healed. Because I saw him, he was laying there, he kept going. You know what? Yeah. Wonderful. Because I thought, no, something's wrong with his shoulders or his back because the way he was, like he was testing it. Is it healed? type thing. And then he tried to get up two or three times and he just couldn't, so he just lay back down again. So I knew that God was really doing something to him. See, you guys, you just don't understand. You think that I say, well, come on up here. But I really don't do that. It's God that says, have them come up here. And I'm just standing here listening to God. And then if you'll just trust him and believe him, he really wants to touch everybody. Amen. Well, Father God, I really do thank you for Andrew's visitation last night. And Father God, I also thank you for touching the young man and whoever else you touch, Father. Well, Brett, you said you got a touch was still with you today.
Yeah, I knew that God touched me last night, and it feels like my concerns and the heaviness that I have just lifted, and I just have like a knowing that I don't need to go back there. I don't need to worry about that, and I've just had like a clarity ever since last night, and I know it's God. It has to be. So
let's give it to Alan now. He got up and ran out here to see if it was raining.
Oh, yeah, I heard it pouring rain. I mean, thunderstorm rain when I went down. And then I went to the gas station, and I heard trumpets in the sky. And I actually walked around the gas station. I thought, what? It's got to be coming from somewhere. You know, but who's going to play trumpets in the sky? You know, trumpets in their car, but I heard it.
See, there's lasting things. Did anybody else have anything? Don't make it up. Okay, Ethan has something there.
When I went out in the spirit, I saw storm clouds gathering around and just swirling over my head, and I thought maybe it was another deliverance. But all day today, it's been crystal clear. Like, I have my path set out for me, and I'm moving in it finally versus just hesitating each step to move towards the grace of God. It's, wow.
Holy Spirit just went all over me. That's a given. Somebody else had their hand up there, Barbara.
There was such an awesome presence here, and when I did get up, I was just like sitting here, and I had to go back and lay down again. And when I did, it was like I was laying on the beach, and I was looking up, and there was an airplane, one of those airplanes that pulls the streamer, and that was going across, and I couldn't remember what it said. And then I saw another vision, and I was like, it was like I was laying on the floor here, and I just kept going up, up. I was still in a laying position, but I was going up, 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 all, you know, to the ceiling. And I don't know, something happened last night because I didn't get out of bed right away this morning, but when I started to proceed my day, he started telling me, okay, you're going to do this, then you're going to do that. It was so clear. It's like, and it was awesome. And that's been my heart.
Astrid, I think, had her hand up.
Last night I was telling Brother Chris and Barbara, when I was laying on the floor, I could see a cage. I could see the enemy inside of it, like trying to get everybody. But he was in a cage and he couldn't. There was a lot of angels out here. And I could feel the difference. The anointing was very great. And the Katie Sosa prayer, when I go to work, I put my hand on my stomach. Everybody has been changed with me. Everybody has been calm. Even the atmosphere at work in Philadelphia, everybody's very calm. The supervisors, everybody can see the difference. I did it 3 times today, and I could see the atmosphere. Something is happening right there in my job. I can see the difference. It does work. It does work. That no matter what happened around me, I'm in peace. That's all I have to say. The anointing is right here. Amen.
Well, I felt this anointing real strong. That's a given. Anybody else? Jade? Oh, okay. I didn't see her, Ian. Thank you.
So, I haven't told anybody this yet, but towards the end of when I was on the floor, I was like, just like, seriously, God, I really need help. Because I was being attacked while I was on the floor. And I saw God surround me, like with angels, like, and there are male and female angels. Because I specifically saw their faces, and they were specifically female.
Right.
Because God knows that I'm still kind of working with being a little bit fearful of men. So that was, like, really cool. And I watched them, and they would each grab one of my hands, grab my feet. One covered my heart. One covered my stomach. And then two of them, like, touched me on my thighs. And then there was a whole other circle just around them. It was really cool. And there was one that was holding my hand. I was, like, right here. And it was sitting, like, right here. It was holding my hand the entire time and talking to me. It was really cool. So, yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Now, anybody else? That God wants to do that to all of us. He really does. I was sitting here tonight and I saw something I didn't like, so I said, all right, God, everybody's saying there's an angel in here. And as I said that, the angel appeared right next to that person. Because I was going to say, if there's an angel in here, I want that angel to go next to that person and stop the darkness around them. And I didn't even get it out. And I saw the angel. All right? So I find, because everybody's been saying, I see angels. And I said, God, I haven't seen any of these angels. But he let me see it tonight. I think that's awesome. You know, if we'll just get into the deep like God's calling us to, we're all going to do the see all this stuff. Amen. It's all going to be wonderful. And I was thinking today about, I was thinking about Ethan, and I was thinking about Mary. And I was thinking about how God has brought you in here, and he's getting you, he got you cleaned up, and now he's getting you filled up. And then you're going to, you know, go out there and you're just going to, you're the younger generation that God is calling forth to do the great mighty works. All right. I was thinking about you two in general, just because of the things that, how God had touched you last night that I remember. And Sister Barbara has grown by leaps and bounds. You know, Brother Allen, Brother Brad, Nancy. And I was sitting thinking today, you know, God, every revival has a purpose. And so far, we've been in this, what, 3 days? God has showed me different things about the people in here that has made me really change my whole heart towards the people in here, the whole mind, you know, because I had one mindset, but God's shown me things. And I even told old Larry, I said, God said, this is where the first is going to be last and last is going to be first. And I'm watching it happen right before my very eyes. And I'm excited. Because, see, I'm still going to be right ball with y'all. And I'm excited to be part of your life, your growth. But it's only through God I can do that. And, you know, with Jade, I watch her constantly. She's battling so many things. But she isn't giving up. She doesn't care what she has to go through with her father or mother, school or whatever, kids. She's in here every night, you know, every time we have service, battling, getting up here for prayer because she wants to have her total freedom. Yeah, I watch all that kind of stuff. I watch what you people do. And Astra took God's advice last night, right? And I'm just excited. I've always been excited about her. So, you know, it's just wonderful. And you, Barbara, you know, I was thinking about Barbara and her businesses and the business world and how God is raising her up for it to be, what's that word, entrepreneur? I can't say that word. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, I just so awesome. And then we have Sister Nancy that God has raised up as to be the intercessor, and now she's the head of the intercessor. And, you know, she's getting, her group is calling her, coming to her, you know. We have Grace is with the flagging, and different people are saying, can I please flag? I said, yeah, you just come into the church, and we're like, you can't go to another church and come to our church and flag. So, you know, when they come, sure, you can be in the flagging. And it's just awesome how God is growing up the church, not just the lighthouse, just but the church, you know, where we can come together in one mind and one accord. All right? I'm excited. Well, God's with us tonight, too. And he's going to do a new thing tonight. And so let's just get ready, Brother Brett, to go ahead and... How's baby Sarah? Good. All right. Are they still have the high oxygen on her? Good. Okay. Pray for that little baby. That devil would love to take it out. He's not going to. But he would love to, because Brett and Nancy have sunk them finally, secured themselves in God, and the enemy would love to take them off that dear rock. But he's not going to, amen. Because that's who he taxes our kids, you know. He says them grown ups know enough to push me out, but little kids don't. And just tell your wife to tell little Sarah talk to the angels, because they say little kids up to their 3 years old still talk to the angels, and they can remember God's face. Remember the story about the little girl who told her mom and dad, let me go and talk to her sister, her baby sister. And she said, what does he look like? Because he's starting to fade away. So until they're 3 years old, I got the spirit all right about that, they still remember Jesus, still talk to him and the angels. Isn't that awesome? Sometimes I want to go back to three. Amen. All right, let's get started with this night. I entitled this, Where is a Miracle Working God of Elijah? And there's a reason why I did this. This whole story comes about. I keep hearing what's going on with the deliverance service in here. And I read Jay Bartlett's service thing. And he's, Jesus showed up tonight, and Jesus did this, and Jesus did that. And I said to Chris, I said, where is the Jesus of Jay Bartlett? Isn't that what I said to you? Where is the Jesus of Jay Bartlett? Why isn't he showing up here in your services? You know, I guess he visibly sees him the way, you know, visually sees him. And so, and I got upset with God. Where is the God of Jay Bartlett? So this is what I'm doing tonight. All right. It's not the God of Jay Bartlett, but that's why this whole message came about. 1 Kings 18:41, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. For a while, I'm going to be using this scripture, you know, for a couple of these services. There is a sound of abundance of rain. Do you hear the rain? Now listen to what I'm saying tonight. What kind of rain? Tonight it is the rain of miracles. Because I had this title, Where is the Lord? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And God said, tonight it's going to be miracles. So I changed the title and said, Where is the working miracle-working God of Elijah? Okay? So get excited already. The Lord said in Zechariah 10:1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. We've been asking for the signs, wonders, and miracles, right? That's what I'm saying, the scripture's saying. We've been asking. And because we've been asking, God's given. Now, I want to share something with you. For about a year now, God's been telling me, my grandson, he's been telling me that my grandson's going to straighten around, he's going to straighten up, and he's going to serve him. So I heard it. And one night here, Sunday I think it was, God gave me a vision of him and I. He was all cleaned up. He had nice clothes on. He really looked something like Brother Ethan with his beard and everything. He was all clean shaven and everything. Well, he had his beard. And we were on the streets and we were ministering to the home, to the drug addicts. I saw it. I heard it for a year. Now I saw it. It's here. It's here. I was so excited because I had that great revelation this morning. I said, Larry, guess what? He said, what? And then I explained that to him and he said, that's good. He said, I'm glad you saw that. But see, I was hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, just like Elijah in his servant. And then I saw it. All right. So whatever God's telling you, you're hearing it. Now be expecting to see it. All right. Let's talk about Elijah and Elisha, two of the greatest miracle workers of the Old Testament. These two men performed every type of miracle that Jesus Christ performed. These men of old in the Old Testament day under the Old Covenant did this. Performed the miraculous and walked with God and heard from heaven. And by laying their body upon the cold corpse of dead people brought them back to life again. God wants to perform the same type of miracles today. This happened in the Old Testament before Jesus walked the earth. All right. 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings. That's the two things I want to get at tonight. Miracles and gifts of healings and helps and ministrations and varieties of tongues. Excuse me. Elijah had an ear that heard an abundance of rain, and he let the devil Ahab know that it was going to rain. Tonight, we are serving notice on the devil that it is raining miracles. Not going to. Raining miracles because your friend, his shoulder being healed, you know, and little Andrew being taken. Those are miracles. Okay, and what you testified tonight, they were miracles. So it's not going to happen. It has happened. We might as well get ready, for we hear the sound of an abundance of rain of miracles. We are in the midst of one of the greatest spiritual rainstorms the world has ever known. This isn't man-made rain. This is rain that is coming down from God out of heaven. Remember, we have an ear to hear what no one else hears. Other people are going to say you're crazy, but we hear what nobody else hears. Because we have our ears in tune to the voice of God. Genuine rain, God's blessing, power, and glory. This is God's anointing, signs, wonders, and miracles coming straight from heaven. And I feel it pouring out tonight. Because as you guys told me your testimonies, the Holy Spirit just covered me. Just covered me. Like I was telling some last night that when the anointing came on me, it was on me the whole time I was up here ministering. It felt like my clothes were actually lifted off of my body. That the glory, the power of God was so strong. And I've never felt that. I've always walked in the anointing, but never felt it like that before. Guys, you know, God said to me, don't want what you used to have. And it was great. He said, because I'm taking you into something so much greater than what I'm asking you to leave. So whatever God is asking you to leave behind, leave it behind. Because what he's going to give you, by the way, that was not the person on the motorcycle. Nope. Elijah went out. He said, I was supposed to tell you that. He said, never say anything unless you actually see that you see that you see. All right. Elijah went out on Mount Carmel and began to pray with his head down between his knees. He prayed one time, then sent his servant out to look for a cloud, a sign of rain. The servant returned and said, I don't see any sign of rain. Elijah said, that is strange. I heard the sound. Of rain. He knew. And then he said, you should be able to see the sign because after all, I heard it. Amen. Go look again. The servant returned a third time with the same report. He saw no sign. Elijah knew how to pray the rain down. That is one thing the body of Christ does not know how to do. And by the rain, I'm talking about the miracle that you need in your life. All right. He put his head down and prayed again and sent his servant out to look for the sign of rain. He did this until the servant had gone seven times to look for the sign. The last time he returned, he said, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. When he said this, Elijah knew that was what he had been hearing. When I saw my vision with my grandson, I knew that that's what God was showing, was telling me all this time. And even though it looked like it was never going to happen, just like the servant going out to, I don't see anything. God spoke it. I heard it. And it happened. Amen. So what is it in your life that God has been telling you? It's going, you're hearing it, and you're hearing it, and you're hearing it, well, you're going to start seeing it. This was what was coming, and it was on the way, because God had been letting him hear it for days. We've been hearing it for years, right? This is the reign of miracles. This is what God told me today, because I had this all together, and I said, Larry, I got to go back out there, because God's going a different direction with this thing, you know? So I went back out there, then he had me change the title and do everything else, and I'd rather have it this way than the way I had it, all right? This is the reign of miracles. You might as well start running like Elijah did, because we're going to be running for God. We're going to be busy for the Father. This is the reign from heaven, and this is the true reign. This is the rain that Elijah warned Ahab was coming. When it started raining, it rained. And God has been telling me, daughter, when I bring my glory into this church, it's not going to cease. It is. It will never cease ever again. It won't cease like it did before, because before everybody, it stopped and everybody's ministering. But this time it's going to keep right on going. So you guys get ready. I'm trying to get myself ready. I think, God, I'm so busy now. But we're even going to be busier. We're all going to have a little maid or whatever you call them. Amen. We have been praying and praying for the glory drop to happen. And tonight we are still hearing the sound. Have you been praying for a ministry that has never developed in your life? Think about this. Have you been praying for your lost loved ones? Well, put your head between your knees and begin praying again. Have you been praying for the gifts of healings, for the gift of miracles? Have you been praying for God to open up your finances? Have you been praying for God to get the junk out of your life? Why don't you get your head down between your knees and start praying again? As I typed that, you know, I thought about, you know, this us American women, they said it, lay us on a hospital bed and say, tell us to lay still and just push. But the, you know, you're laying there in agony and they're saying, just shut up and push. That's what they always did to me anyhow. And you know, but the Indian women, what they do when they knew they was going to bear their children, they went out in the woods and squatted. Is that what you do too? Yeah. Say. So that's what Ahab did. I mean, that's what Elijah did. He sat down and put his head down between his legs and he just prayed. We pray, we say, oh dear God, let it come quickly, right? We're in labor. I'm not talking about baby now. I'm talking about miracles. We're in labor and we need to get it out. We need to get the miracle worker anointing out. And we're going to have to pray and pray hard. We've already done that. And I'm believing that we've done it and we've done it and we've done it. Now God's going to do it. I know he's going to do it tonight. It is God's word. He has promised an abundance of rain. As sure as he promised to heal you, he is going to heal you. If he promised you the gifts of healings, he's going to give them to you. Just as sure as God has promised you the gift of miracles, he is going to bring it to pass in your life. If God has promised you a ministry, he's going to give it to you. Whatever miracle God has promised you, he is going to bring it to pass. If you have prayed for your child to be healed and he has not yet been healed, get your head down and pray again. I don't know about you, but I no longer see the cloud. Because the rain has already started. Amen. Started falling and the deluge is here. I no longer see the cloud. I see the miracles. I see the thing that God really is doing. Let's quit looking for the cloud. All right. Ethan saw the cloud last night. Okay. That's good. I mean, an all outpouring of the glory of God. There you go. There's Yvonne saying. An all outpouring of signs, wonders, and miracles, but most of all, the great harvest of souls. The doors are busting open with lost souls, and get ready, get ready, get ready. Because hadn't God been telling us we have to get ready, because when it starts, he's going to bring souls in here, and it's going to be overnight, and we're going to be so busy we won't know what to do with ourselves. stupid fighting among yourselves. You won't, you know, why are you doing that? The devil's making you do that because he doesn't want you ready for all the lost souls that God's bringing into the house of God. Let's not be like Elijah here. It wasn't very long after Elijah predicted it was going to rain and it came a deluge until he was off sitting under the juniper tree wishing he was dead, thinking he was the only one left serving God. Come on. We need to understand that when God begins to give you supernatural discernment, supernatural gifts, the devil's going to jump on you with all the power of his might. Why? Because you're going to tear down his kingdom and he can't have that. He's not stupid like we are. God has not said that discouragement won't come. It will come. But there is one thing sure. God always has an angel at his disposal that knows how to come and give you meat or give you strength to last 40 long days from just one meal. And I saw God send the angel with this to keep me for 40-day fast. Amen? Come on. God can do that, right? You know, what if a raven fed this young man? An angel can come and I don't care what he says to. I don't want to be fed. I want him to send an angel to help me go do a 40-day fast to give me strength. Amen. 1 Kings 17:1. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these 3 years, except at my word." What I'm getting at is here's this same prophet who said all these things and did all these things, and now he's out moaning and groaning. This is the same prophet Elijah that in chapter 19 is asleep under the juniper tree, wishing he could die when the angel touched him and said, "Elijah, rise and eat." Now, by the time you do something wonderful, every time we have a wonderful service, the devil comes. He always comes, right? The angel had built a fire and charbroiled him a steak. He had prepared it just for him, and Elijah ate this and went in the strength of it 40 days and 40 nights. From that one meal that God sent him from heaven, he did that for 40 days and 40 nights. This ought to encourage us here tonight. If you're discouraged, this should encourage you. Just because the enemy came to attack you doesn't mean you have to lay down and play dead. God is with you. God's still strengthening you. He's still giving you what you need. Amen. God promised you that he is going to do it through your life, through your ministry. Some of you have tried and have been discouraged. I want you to quit being discouraged. I ran across a story about A.A. Allen, and here's what he said. He was sitting in a big tent with another big pastor, and he said, "I was actually discouraged, but the Lord spoke to me while I sat on a back seat of that man's platform and said, 'Son,'" well, really, this preacher had a really big tent, and you had a whole lot of chairs, and he had a whole lot of money, and all kind of vehicles sitting outside. And A.A. Allen said, "Why did you give him all this and you didn't give it to me?" And so God said, "Son, 13 years ago, I called you to do this. I met you in a prayer closet and told you to do this. In a time of fasting and prayer, I gave you a list of things to do. 13 things that stood between you and the miracle working power of God in your life. You have obeyed to a certain extent and have already marked many things off of the list, but you still have a part of that list that is left. 13, well, how many years ago did it say? No, it didn't. Okay. If you had obeyed me when I told you to, well, yeah, 13 years ago, I would have done this for you 13 years ago." Everybody listen to what A. Allen's saying here. "Sitting on the back of that man's platform in Fort Worth, Texas, I took that list out of my Bible and looked at it. With tears running down my face, I said, 'God, forgive me. From this day on, I'm going to be a new man. You are going to do for me what you have promised, because I'm going to pay up, pray up, fast up, and pay the price.'" So A.A. Allen said he wasn't where God said he should be because he disobeyed God. He didn't do what God told him to do. How many of us sitting in here tonight, we have not done everything that God has told us to do? And we're blaming God and everybody else, and it's us. It's our mistake. We didn't do everything that God told us to do. "Well, I did 10 things. Well, that isn't the 15 he gave you. Amen. Are you weary? Have you been asleep under the juniper tree, moaning and groaning? Have you been jealous of some other man's ministry? Have you been fearful you will never make it? God has a supernatural experience for you. God has an angel in heaven that can bring you meat from heaven to give you strength when you need supernatural strength. We are talking about the miracles of Elijah. He raised the dead. He spoke a few words and the meal barrel never ran out of meal. Nor did the cruse of oil ever get empty. He prophesied over a widow's cruse of oil. It multiplied until the little woman never ran out of oil. I want to stop there. You know, when I do the studying and you and I put things together, then I think inward of my own self. Don't you do that? You think of what you did. And I think, God, you know, and I remember all the miracles that God allowed me to do, you know, in the 30 years I've been in ministry, 32 or whatever. And then I'm complaining because he isn't still doing them. But 5 years ago, he said, daughter, I want to use you in this end time outpouring, but you're going to have to give me a 40-day fast. I have not yet given him a 40-day fast, so who can I blame except myself? I've given him 7, 10, 15, 21, 30, but I have not given him a 40-day fast. I want you to hear what I'm saying here tonight. Don't do what A.A. Allen did, and don't do what I did. When God tells you to do something, do it now. Brother Brett is in the position he's in now because he didn't write the books. How many years ago? 3 years ago, God told him, son, I don't want you to go to work. I want you to write books, and those books will supply your needs. He just started getting serious a month ago. Huh? So he can't blame anybody but himself because he did not take God seriously and did not do what God told him to do. Now, what has God told you to do that you didn't do? That you missed your blessing even? Is a 40-day fast toning up a new building? Probably. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? I don't know. God hasn't told me that. He just said, I told you what I was going to do. I'm going to fill this place up overnight. And overnight, you're going to move out of this place. I'm going to supply all the money you need for a new building. You won't have to worry about anything. Now, that's what he's told me. Now, but I know that I have to give him the 40-day fast. So whatever God has spoken to you to do, do it. You know, and I can't get naught with people. You know, I can't hold offenses. You know, I can't walk in whatever. I just have to walk in purity of heart, walk in righteousness, walk in holiness. And I can't let myself get caught up in other people's dumb stuff, I call it. In other words, the stuff that you've been taught not to carry, you carry it. And then you complain about it. I can't get caught up in that because that will stop my blessing. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I don't understand where you're at. I just can't. God's always told me, don't ever let anybody pull you down to their level. You pull them up to your level. Always remember that. Because the devil will always send somebody in your life to try to pull you down to their level. And that's not your job. That's not your assignment. Your assignment is to bring people up, not down. You know, we was talking about somebody today, just because, you know, they're saying they're going to heaven, they're spiritual, and they're all excited because they go to church, and but yet, you know, they do that, but yet they live with a woman, they won't marry them, they bring other people in their home and let them live sleep in their room, in their house, not married. And, you know, and every now and then they'll slip and do a little bit of drugs they shouldn't do. And they cuss, you know, quite a bit. But yet they're a Christian and they're going to heaven. We can't live like that. Didn't God tell us years ago the gray area is gone? And we have to live a holy life. The fence disappeared. In other words, if you're trying to set the fence, you're going to be like Isaiah. He was sitting on the arm of the chair, and he stood up, and I don't know what he thought he was doing. And the next thing I know, he's trying to sit in midair. He fell to the floor. And so that's what Christians do. We're trying to set in that fence. It isn't there. And we're going to fall. I said, what did you do? Sit down, he said. But, you know, he was, I don't know what he was thinking. But what are Christians thinking of? We think we're going to sit on this fence that God tore down. God said, the fence is gone. He said, in fact, the fence was never there. But churches have made us believe that we can live in a gray area that does not exist. However, there came, all right, we were talking about all the wonderful things that Elijah did, all right? However, there came a time when the ministry of Elijah ceased. When a whirlwind took him to heaven, God sent fire down from heaven. He sent a fiery chariot down and took him all the way to glory. My question is, did miracles cease because Elijah went to heaven in a whirlwind? No. A man named Elijah was crossing the river with a man named Elijah. I should have wrote down the scripture, but Elijah said, Elijah told him one time, stay here. And he said, no, I'm not leaving your side, boy. I'm going to stick right next to you because I want your anointing, right? He wasn't going nowhere. And Elijah couldn't shake him for nothing. Elijah had one desire, and that was that a double portion of the spirit that rested upon Elijah should come upon him. That's what he wanted. Excuse me. He said, let a double portion of what he has upon him come upon me. Elijah's God became Elisha's God. That's why I said, where is the God of J. Bartlett? Amen. Now I'm saying, where is the God of Elijah and Elijah? Though the ministry of Elijah came to an end, Elisha, who got his mantle, performed greater miracles than Elijah had performed because he received a double portion of what Elijah had. Remember, Elijah raised the dead. All right? If Elijah raised the dead with one portion, what could Elijah do with a double portion? He could empty out the graveyard, right? You need to understand. Well, you know, when Jesus wrote, come up from beneath, the people come out of their graves and walk the streets. That's what the word says. Anyhow, I read that in my Bible. So if that's the case, why can't you walk by a graveyard and say, arise in Jesus' name? Amen? And not just to see if it works. You need to understand that God has a double portion. Now, this is for you guys tonight. You need to understand that God has a double portion for you just as surely as he had for Elijah. As Elijah stood there and saw Elijah disappear in the flaming chariot, he took up his mantle, which had fallen from him, and went back and stood by the river Jordan and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? How many of us ever pick up, I was thinking about the Talit, pick it up and say, where are you at, God? Where is the God of Elijah and Elijah? Where are you at? See, he was adamant. He wanted that double portion anointing. Well, my mama says, I don't care what your mama says. You know? God says. You know, and okay, I don't care what a pastor says either. When I went to church, they told I was anointed and I didn't know what I was. I didn't know what all that was about. They said, sit down and shut up. It doesn't matter what the pastor told me to do. God said, God sent. Are you understanding this? You're going to have people say, you just need to sit down and shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because you're following God's voice. And God is sending you forth. He's been looking. He told me, I've been looking for years and years and years trying to find a man or a woman who will go and work for me and do what I tell them to do, not what man says. You know? My mother said, Barbara, you go to extremes. I said, no, I don't. I just do what God tells me to do. So if people say you go to extremes, just don't pay no attention to them. She found out I wasn't going to extremes. All right. He remembered that he had seen Elijah smite the waters of Jordan and they were divided. Therefore, since he had received his mantle, he knew he could do the same thing. Where is the mantle of Catherine Kuhlman? Why doesn't somebody pick it up and say, where is the miracles that Catherine Kuhlman worked in? Amen. Now see, God told me you're going to have a Catherine Kuhlman ministry. So today, you know what I did, don't you? Come on. You know, if you get revelation knowledge, you have to put it to work. You said this, God, I didn't even ask, you know? I'm going to be a great writer. Okay, God, give me the mantle then. Where is the mantle of the great writer? No, figure out some great writer. I don't know who the great writer is. I want the mantle. Right? Okay, where am I at? Since he had received his mantle, he knew, you know, Elijah's mantle, he he could do the same thing. He took the mantle and smote the waters, and they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Did you ever think what might happen if you might have enough faith to pick up something and say that it was a mantle or something and start doing whatever that mantle's supposed to be doing? Come on. Elijah's God is our God. Now, I skipped something, didn't I? The same miracle took place in his ministry that he had seen take place in the life and ministry of Elijah. You know, do you ever know what Catherine Kuhlman did? She just loved the Lord with all of her heart, and all she did, she went up there, she just called meetings, and then the people came, and God healed the people while she was even coming, and she walked in there, and she'd say, "Hi!" That's all she did. A couple of times she told her testimony. She just showed up in her long white dress. In her accent. She must have been English, I think, when she had an accent. And, you know, God just showed him, start healing all these people, doing all this. That's all she had to do. Come on. Remember, she married this man who was a whoremonger, and she was so desperate in love with him, and she married him, and she lost all of her anointing. Do you realize that? And she was sitting in a platform. She was married to him 4 years, and she realized that if she didn't get away from him, she was already spiritually dead. That she would stay spiritually dead. So when she left that church at night, she went into an alley and fell on her knees. It's all right, God, I give up. Left her husband. The anointing come back just like that, and miracle after miracle after miracle happened in her life. It wasn't that she didn't love the man. She loved him desperately. But he wouldn't get out of his sin, and it killed her anointing. Are you listening? Sometimes God's going to tell you stay away from somebody because it's going to kill your anointing. You women out there, well, I want a man. Well, she wanted a man too, and it destroyed her ministry for 4 years. All right? Might be men say they want a woman, and it could do that too. So Elijah's God is our God, is he? Is he? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? You ought to be shouting that tonight right now. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? You're not excited enough. You haven't gotten this in your spirit. All right, I get these men's names mixed up. Elijah, is it Elijah that got the final thing? Yeah. Elijah wasn't crying about Elijah because Elijah had gone into heaven, because he said, "Where is Elijah's God?" He didn't say, "I want Elijah back." He said, "I want Elijah's God." Where is the Lord of Elijah? God said, "I'm going to show you where I am. I am right here." And a miracle took place. The waters of the Jordan River parted, and God performed for Elijah the same miracle that he had performed for Elijah. Come on. Do you know how many wonderful, great men of God have passed on? Why aren't you men wanting their mantles? God showed me that he had all these mantles and he wants to pass them out, but nobody wants them. No, Alan, you can't have the whole basket. Come on now. He said, "I want it all, Lord." God is no respecter of persons. You have to understand that here tonight. What he will do for one person with faith, I added with faith, he will do for another person with faith. What he will do for one child of God, he will do for another child of God. Jesus promised you dunamis power. Isn't that what he just told us the other night? Before Jesus went away, he gathered together his disciples and he said unto them, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy." He said, "Ye shall tread upon scorpions and upon serpents. Greater work than these shall ye do." How many times have you cried? I said, "God, I want to do the greater works." I tell him, "All right, God, I've done all this other stuff that you used to do. I want to do the greater works. I want to see them manifested, but not enough to lay down my fork." No, I don't say that, but isn't that the truth, though? Not enough to lay down my cigarette. Not enough to lay down my cup of coffee. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do you really want the God of Elijah? Do you really want the God of Elijah? Then lay down that idol that you have. Well, you're going to get a chance here to tell him that. It is a marvel in itself just to think of what Jesus did. But Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do because I go unto my Father. And that's John 14:12. Tonight, God has a double portion for you. This is what God told me, all right? God, for you. Let me read that again. Tonight, God has a double portion for you. God has a double portion for every one of you. Now, I remember God telling some that he wanted to give them a triple portion of the anointing. If that is you, then receive it tonight whenever you come up here. All right? If you want the anointing and the power of God in your life, raise your hands and say, God, I am determined to have it. Tonight, I want a double portion. And by the grace of God, I'm going to find out where the miracle working God of Elijah is. I believe you are here tonight, and I must have a double portion. Where is the miracle working God of Elijah? Get up here to the altar and receive it then. Come on.